everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is a Phoenix Files episode with Sean Gunn. Got a chance to sit in on the press room with Sean at Phoenix Comic Fest this last weekend. Unfortunately, his time was cut very short by the fact that he had a giant line most of the day on Friday with a lot of fans wanting to meet him. So, I did enjoy the press room. I think the thing that impressed me the most was how articulate Sean is, and you know, not to disparage him or anything, but I know him mostly as Kirk from Gilmore Girls, who is not the sharpest knife in the drawer, right? So seeing him in this different context was really great. I hope I get to do a press room with him in the future, because he seems like a really interesting guy who would be make for a great interview and have a lot to say about his role as Kreegan in Guardians of the Galaxy, as well as his motion capture work as a Rocket Raccoon. So hopefully that will happen somewhere down the line. But in the meantime, enjoy this short talk that Sean Gunn had with us in the press room, and we'll talk to you next time. And don't forget to go to lrmonline.com for all past episodes of the podcast. Twitter.com/thecomicsource is where we can be found on Twitter. Do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook and Instagram to follow us on those social platforms. All three places are great spots to find out when we release new episodes, as well as follow all our convention coverage. So thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll talk to you next time.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
All right, yeah, thank you for being
water
here.
My water.
Yeah, thank you for being here at Phoenix Comic Fest. Have you ever been to Arizona before? Is this your first time?
I haven't spent a lot of substantial time here, but, you know, I've lived in Los Angeles for 20 years, so I've certainly been through for a few days here or there. My brother James used to live in Arizona, in Tucson, many, many years ago. And so, you know, I've been through a lot, but I've never, like, I haven't worked here yet.
Yeah,
but I might.
How are you enjoying it, though?
Oh, I love it. It's been really great, actually. I love desert climate, you know, and the people have been really friendly, and it's been really cool.
That is awesome. So you've been working on Guardians, or you just finished up Infinity War.
Yeah, we finished. Yeah, we shot the two. Well, Infinity War and whatever the next one's going to be called. We shot more or less back to back over the course of last year. So I did that for on and off for a good portion of 2017, and now more stuff's coming out, and more stuff in the works, and yeah.
That is awesome. Are there any projects that you would share with us, maybe, or is it all top secret?
Well, it's not quite top secret. I'm gonna do this movie called The Kimberlite Process, which is a thriller. There's another movie that I think I may be going to do next month. It's a horror movie, but I'm still finding out. And then hopefully Guardians 3 will be around the corner. So I don't have anything officially to announce, but I know that I'm staying busier than I ever have, which is good.
That is awesome.
Yeah, finally.
Now, you have, two roles in Guardians, and one of them is Rocket.
Yeah.
How was your experience having to play a CGI character?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. So I play my on-screen character of Kraglin, but I also play Rocket on set. So I'm there to help the other actors primarily, so that the scene is cohesive when we're actually shooting it, so that they have an actor to work off of. And then the visual effects team uses my movements as a reference when they start to animate the character. So I'm kind of like, you know, it takes a whole team of people to create Rocket, and I'm kind of, the first one in a lot of ways. But I love how much I've learned about how many different people can go into creating such a great character, because my brother has so much input in, as the director, and then the visual effects team has what they do, where they come in and shape things, and then at the end Bradley comes in and he's amazing and he takes all these different pieces and he puts them into one complete character, and I think the process I've learned is really cool.
Oh, that is so cool. Now, you mentioned you worked with your brother.
Yes.
How is that? Has that changed your relationship at all? What is it like working with him on set?
No, because we've always worked together. I mean, I think he killed me in a movie when I was like, no. Well, he definitely killed me in movies when I was young. But the first movie of his I was in, I think I was like probably 4 years old, and I was doing the killing. And so that's a fun time for kids. But no, we've been working together in one capacity or another pretty much our whole careers. So, you know, we went our separate ways for a while. Each one of us was getting established, and then when we could, and he started making movies, he kind of came and found me again, and we've been working together. So I there's kind of nobody that I like working with more, and that I have an easier time working with than him, because we know each other so well, and our shorthand is amazing. You know?
That is so cool. It's amazing that you get to work with your brother.
Yeah. I love it.
I'm sure there's a lot of like shenanigans on set.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of joking around on set, and my brother and Chris Pratt are kind of the kings of making people laugh, and they're really funny together. But I will say that it's also, you know, it's like, we know that we're grown-ups at work at the end of the day, you know, and that we're all kind of there to tell a story. And even though the sets are very loose in terms of how we interact with one another, they're as tight as I've ever worked on in terms of, like, keeping to a great schedule and having the time that you need for scenes to really be fleshed out and stuff like that. So we try to strike that balance of keeping it loose, but also keeping it tight, I guess.
That's so cool. All right, well, we have one question left for you. You're doing the comic conventions here. What's your favorite part of attending the pop culture conventions?
I just love meeting every individual fan, because I mean, the reason why I became an actor is so that I could tell stories to people. And so, you know, by having fans come up and say, hey, I've seen your work and I like what you do, it sort of validates what I've spent my whole life trying to do. And so it would be foolish of me to not acknowledge that for people, that to see what it is that they like and what they respond to, and to interact with them and to hear what they think. It's really cool, and I love doing it. People have different, unusual takes on things all the time, and I meet all kinds of interesting people, and I'm really grateful to be able to do it.
Signings, go to his photo ops, he's got a panel, and let's just end it really quick with some rapid fire questions.
Okay, you got it, rapid fire.
Dogs or cats?
Cats.
All right, Coke or Pepsi?
Neither.
Neither? Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Tea? All right, and last one, Superman or Batman?
Superman or Batman? Why you gotta give me DC characters?
Okay, should we do...